What do you think we ought to do about it when God says even our prayers are an abomination? What do you think we ought to do about that? It might be good if you admit it.
Yes, Lord. True, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm constantly trying to figure out what do we have to do to make you understand that when God describes a situation, he's talking about you.
Right.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Thank you, Father.
I was afraid to talk.
Bless the Lord. Preach, Brother Stern.
Oh, I will, but...
Amen.
You get offended almost at every little thing. Let me just give you a... So I'm afraid to do it. I'm not really afraid, but I'm afraid for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's just go back again and take the story of Mary and Martha.
Yes.
Which literally was a prelude to the resurrection.
Amen.
It had to deal with the resurrection.
Yes. Glory.
Which takes place at the coming of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you will, which you probably won't, remember the statement of Martha to Jesus. And if you will, which you're probably not going to do it, have watched me with connotation, with application, with demonstration, shows you what they've done. Now, if you do, which you won't, remember, I told you that they both came to Jesus and they both said the exact same thing.
Amen.
And if you remember, I told you, you're in a story.
Hallelujah.
Either Mary or Martha or Lazarus or Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Those are four main characters.
Hallelujah.
What's that word you use, character? Want to use that word, character? No? Come on, all you fine folk.
Sure. Amen.
A character is sort of a make-believe of reality. See, I told you I was afraid to talk to you. I'll go back and start again, okay? This was a story that was written to prepare us for the resurrection. If you do, which you won't. Jesus answered Mary or Martha, your brother's going to live again.
Yes.
See? You remember?
Yeah. The last day, the resurrection.
Let me preach.
Yes, Lord.
Because you're not going to drive home the point I'm trying to drive home. Even if you understand it.
Sure.
You'll become the most hated preacher. And every one of you have hated some of the things I've said and trying to use some of the things I've done to justify your hate. Haters of God, haters of the truth. How many times have I walked in front of you people and I say, I fear for you? You. For a same beguiled Eve, he's pretty well getting his upper hand with most of us. Because we know the Bible. Then I say to you, how did Satan beguile Eve? Well, you want to preach again, huh? See, you folk won't listen. You don't hear. So you want to correct me. If you wait long enough, I'll tell you.
Sure.
How did Satan beguile He didn't deceive Eve. He beguiled her. Did she deceive herself?
Amen.
How did Satan beguile Eve? Well, Eve was very beautiful, you know.
Amen.
He was walking upright like a man.
Amen.
That's why you see them serpents out here. They're beautiful. You ever see beautiful snakes?
Yes,
I'm so. I guess I better stop. Because I'm going to be in trouble. We've gone through the Passover season, and still we're not saved. Because we don't discern the Lord's body. Martha did not discern the Lord's body. Lazarus. Don't you know that Lazarus was a type of the resurrection?
Amen.
Of the Lord's body.
Sure.
Wow. Will you please tell me why you just sit there and just seethe inside of you? I'm looking at your faces. One of the profound statements in that story were the words of Jesus. It's what gives some enlightenment or understanding to the circumstances. Remember the first statement he said, Martha, you are troubled about many things. Remember? I think it made Martha kind of angry. And then when he said the next line, now Mary, she is chosen. Remember the word chosen?
Amen.
She is chosen the good thing.
Amen.
Everybody got that story? Here we are again, see? As much as I even try to commend you, but by stopping it, just to see if you can be faithful. And where's your Bible, boy?
Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother.
Now, where you at, Brother Brown? Was that what I was given?
No.
You're not listening, Brother Brown. I'm talking about where Jesus spoke to Mary and Martha. Where?
Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha.
I'm talking about the part where Jesus talked to Mary and Martha.
About much serving.
My God. The key line that I was using was Mary chose a good thing. She asked, are you fully? No, how do you teach somebody? How do you line upon line? Precept upon precept. You know what a precept is? Huh? Perception. Precept. Neither do they perceive.
Hallelujah.
Preach it.
Yes, Lord.
Almost impossible that offense will come. And with the offense comes anger.
Amen.
Hatred.
Amen.
Bitterness.
Amen.
You want to try again or you want to do it?
Therefore his sister said unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.
No! 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 Did anybody know what I was talking about when I started?
One thing is
Wow. No! I stood right up here and went right down the line. Okay, I'll give you a starting point in the lesson. And if you hear me, it won't be hard to find. Y'all got your Bibles open? Some of you might know it by memory. Wow, looks at me. Here they're doing it again. Here comes them rocks. Hard. Them rocks are hard. No, I'm not trying to hurt you. So why are you trying to hurt me? Well, I'm not trying to hurt you, but you're hard. Let's go back to starting. All right? Is that all right with you? If I haven't taught you people how to pick up when I'm teaching, I can just go without you. I can just keep on going. But I'd like you folks to join in and read with me. In fact, even though those brothers don't read, how come? Can't you be a part of it?
Yes, sir.
If you memorize it, fine. Then you, if they read it, then you'll know it. Now, I don't memorize scriptures. I have never been a good memory. All I know is that he brings it to my memory. And then I remember. I do remember preaching about this story many times. And I would start out by saying this. One got reproved or rebuked. The other got rebuked. He rebuked. With thy brother shall live again. I know it's right. No matter how much you try to sit there and say he's not right, I know I'm right.
Hallelujah.
And I know I'm right about you.
Glory.
You stiff neck.
Thank you, Father.
Are you getting angry, Brother Stair? No. But God's angry for us people who have sat under the mighty anointing and blessing of God here for 4 days. And we still haven't.
Thank you, Father.
What wickedness!
Amen.
Oh, I'm not wicked. Turn from your wicked ways!
Hallelujah.
Do you know what they are?
Amen.
Stiff neck. Look how hard they were when Stephen was preaching to them. Look how hard they responded. Do you know the story?
Yes.
They gnashed. I didn't perceive that. How do you perceive a whole congregation gnashing on him? What's your perception of that? I honestly believe they took their teeth, not just ground them, because some of you are gnashing right now. When you get to hell, boy, your gnashing is going to be number one priority. You don't want to go there, do you? Where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to look at the one next to them. You didn't leave me right. I joined right with you, and now we're both here. The blind leads the blind. You expect me to lead you when I'm just as blind as you are? Thou knowest not that you're poor.
Yes.
You're blind.
Amen.
I'm not blind.
No.
I see. I understand.
Hallelujah.
I'm not even taking credit for that.
Amen.
That's something God gave me.
Hallelujah.
Come on, get that dumb look off your face. You know, I consider this story with that first line one of the greatest revelations that God ever gave me. They both said to Jesus the exact same phrase. Now pick that one up.
And said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.
Mary.
Yes.
See right down the line.
Amen.
Yes. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt.
Mary!
Yes. Mary, Martha, yes.
My God, we're looking for the exact same phrase.
And then when Mary was come.
Then when Mary was come.
Where Jesus was.
Where Jesus was.
And saw him.
And saw him.
She fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother.
See, you won't even concede, will you? What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Did I not say that both said the exact same thing?
Amen.
Then I asked you to prove it. And I just, are you to read them?
Amen.
Then Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here.
Lord!
If thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Then Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him. She fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here.
I wonder if I could. Show you the difference.
Amen.
Lazarus is already buried. Martha put on a big show. She made a fine funeral. She made sure he smelled beautiful. Made him a special robe. Stop it! You wonder why I'm looking at you like that? Because that's the way you're looking at me. I can't let you do that because I'm not going to become as unbelieving as you are.
Hallelujah.
I still haven't got a free lance here because we don't understand. And how many times have I spoken in the last 30 days about understanding? And you come here tonight, and you're still not seeking understanding?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Remember, it reads, get understanding.
Yes.
Amen.
Don't sit around and say, God, give it to me.
Amen.
It's already here. You get it.
God.
In all your getting,
yes, Lord.
You know how to get?
Amen.
You know how to get your own way? You don't know how to get. Where are you going, Willie?
I got to kind of like climb up for a little bit. What about the restroom?
Right back down the road. Get out of here. Excuse me, sir. Right down the road and out. Find it. You're not doing what I told you to do. Right back down the road now. Go.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm sorry. We need godly sorrow that will work your repentance. Get right out that door.
Okay.
Right down the road. Right back to the highway and wherever you went. Go!
I seen the heart you tell me. I
see. Yeah, sure you have.
I see.
Get out of here.
I'm sorry. I see what you say.
Get out! Get the head, Satan! Who's next? I see Stuart didn't make it again, huh? See, there's no fear of God from this generation. And very little amongst God's people.
Amen.
Work out your salvation with, with? Say it.
Fear.
Say it.
Fear.
Say it.
Fear.
And what else?
Fear.
When's the last time you trembled at the reality of the time? Maybe I could preach hard enough that you'll tremble.
Oh, Jesus.
Felix heard Paul preaching. And Felix said, you know the note. Just read over it. I'm going to tell you again. And this has to be. You are going to fear my words.
Amen.
And one of these days when God tells me, I say, get out.
Oh, Jesus.
Go!
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Lord God Almighty. Oh.
They've lost the fear of God from before their eyes.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Isn't it something? You don't just hear a prophet. You see him.
Hallelujah.
All right.
So you've lost the fear of God. Because I'm walking in the fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know how dangerous this is for me to talk like this to you? A wicked generation. And if I don't warn them,
amen.
If I can't put the fear of God in you, I try my best, but my best is not good enough. We're a hardened people.
Yes.
You're sitting there with that little look on your face, not even moved. I'm sorry. Did that guy think when he could walk in late like he did and then sit back there start acting so cool? I watched him. I watched the way he acted, the way he moved. You know, is an all-seeing eye watching you?
Yes,
sure.
He don't only watch, he hears you.
Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Glory.
Thank you, God. Doesn't move, does it?
Thank you, Lord.
Deliberately, Jesus deliberately stayed away from that household. After he'd been there,
mm-hmm.
He had been there, he knew what was coming. And I told you why he went there.
Yeah.
I told you. Why did he go, Paul?
From God.
He won't even answer me. Why did Jesus go to Mary and Martha's house? You're going to tell me I've never went through that with you?
Yeah.
Why did he go to their house? He did not make a practice of going. Why did he come to your life? Why did he deal with you? Because he knew something was coming.
Amen.
And he had the words.
Hallelujah.
Martha didn't believe him. Just then my brother would die. She said, but I gave him my word. I am the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
See how he answered her?
Amen.
See how he answered her?
Yes, Lord.
So I was right there in your house.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Came right in your life. Took your right square to face.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus.
You were too busy doing your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys gonna, in this reading business, are you going to listen to what I say when I give you the... and stop goofing off? Maybe a few more can help them.
Sure.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Boy, they want to fight. Now, I told you how I first got this message. 50, 60 years ago. Just a young preacher. I still remember. I was driving into Boston.
Amen.
And I was meditating with my Bible sitting next to me. And two stories I told you about this. Another one, the other one. And he would have. Another that one. You folks still don't believe me when I say you. He would have. And he will pass you by.
My Lord Jesus.
You better become an old Peter.
Oh God, yes, Lord.
Oh.
Did I miss the whole story again? Peter said, Lord, if that's you,
bid me come.
And I'll tell you again, Jesus never said to Peter, it is I.
Amen.
He said, man, you see me walking on water and you don't know it's me?
Hallelujah.
You see God preserving us with all this trash going on and we don't know it's him?
Hallelujah.
Somebody! Somebody touch him! True.
Glory.
And you don't know you're still alive?
Amen.
Sorry, brother, you're a good brother, but you're always just a little fraction late.
Thank you, Lord.
When Jesus calls, don't be late.
Amen.
I'll be somewhere.
I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
At least Adam had enough sense to come out. Even though he... Adam, where are you? Oh, I don't want to see you like this. Adam! Boy, you folk won't budge, will you?
Thank you, Father.
Adam hid.
Amen.
And Lord kept, you know, Adam. Lord's calling my name. Boy, we've been through this many times. He'd come out and call my name and I'd meet him. And we'd have communion here in the garden. And he would walk with me. And he would talk with me.
Hallelujah.
And he would tell me, I am his own.
Hallelujah.
And the joy we felt as we carried none other. You folk won't even sing the song with me. This is what you're doing, I'll tell you. And I know you can change it.
Sure.
I know you can't. Adam! I wonder if it was the way Jesus called him till he finally come out. Let me see if I can change it. Adam! Where are you? Where is that? He knew where he was.
Sure. Amen.
Adam didn't know where he was. Get that book off your face. Yeah, you got that look of unbelief on you. All because I can't hear. You can hear what the Spirit says if you get in the Spirit. He that hears to hear.
Let him hear.
Let him hear what the Spirit. You mean Spirit can talk?
Amen. Hallelujah.
When Jesus came in the garden, that was the Spirit of God being manifested in the flesh.
Sure. Amen.
When he cried out, that was the Spirit calling.
Sure.
Jesus is tenderly calling today. Don't turn him away. Don't turn him away. He has come back. Although, oh, how you're going to need him.
Hallelujah.
On that eternal day.
Glory.
So don't turn that Savior away from your heart.
Father.
Now the one purpose I'm trying to get across is the difference between Mary and Martha. Because most of you are Marthas. Very few of us are Mary. We get troubled about everything. And if we're not troubled, we'll make trouble.
Amen.
We'll cause trouble. We're so acquainted with trouble, we get along real well. Now, would you like to have me talk to you like that and see what kind of trouble I'm going to get? And I don't hear anybody saying, is it I? It can't be you. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. You young snot nose. What do you know about what God did with us? What do you know? And he wasn't saying nothing bad.
No.
He was telling what fathers, brothers, you guys should know this better than me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The one line I was wanting to get out was the one I started out with. Mary has chosen the good thing. What could be better than working with Jesus in the kitchen? Help him make the cake. Martha thought it was a good day. I'm going to make you some cookies.
Sure. Hallelujah.
Would you stand up here, please? I'd like you to see what I look at. Look. Amen. You better watch somebody. You say, you looking at me?
Amen. Help us, Lord.
Look at me, Jesus!
Hallelujah.
You get right in your face and say, look at me. So you can look at him. Can look at him. Look at God to Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
The author. One look.
Hallelujah.
Look on the Jesus and it'll put faith in your heart.
Hallelujah. Glory.
How are we doing, boy? Are you ready? Have you learned yet how to pick up when I'm talking? You do pretty good when you do it. Don't let these guys. You were the first one that would do it, you know. And I'd always look at you. Then these other guys, I went in on that. So don't let them push you out. I won't let them push you out.
Hallelujah, man.
That was first. Don't let them push you out. Because we could be the last one into the kingdom. It would be first.
Glory.
Just a grin off your face. Amen. I don't mind you laughing, but that grin. That's why I don't sing that song too much. Mm-hmm. Face him with a grin. Nah. Mm. Face him with a smile.
Hallelujah.
They both come from the same place. Amen. But one is a grin and the other is a smile. You want to get. Let me see. Give me, stand up. Grin as he spoke. Isn't that exciting? Rum, rum.
What a preacher!
Now you think I planned this, huh? You never sit alone with me. When I'm thinking about coming up here and I'm trying to say, what do I say? How do I talk to him?
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Father.
Amen, brother.
How do I look him in the face?
Help him, Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your holy name. Thank you, God.
Hey, it's not as bad as you think to be a Martha.
Amen.
That's not what this is doing.
No.
I believe Martha was truly saved in the end. Because Jesus showed her. Roll that stone away.
Hallelujah.
I ain't going to do it. Roll the stone. And old Mary said, I'll roll it. And when he went in the house of Lazarus, he brought Lazarus up. Here, Martha, look here.
Hallelujah.
Here, Martha.
Glory.
Look. I told you he was rising again in the resurrection. I told you I'm the resurrection. Come on, Martha. Rise again.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Now she believes that I'm preaching just for her. And I am. And you. And you. And you.
Amen.
And you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I don't want to be without her care. Help me up the steps, down the steps. Put my shirt on, take it off. Put your umbrella over my head.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So I don't want to stop doing that. Comfort the heart of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Comfort him.
Amen.
Stop looking like that. See, and I told you hundreds of times in this place, you can't do it right now. I believe with all my heart you'd like to do it.
Glory.
But you won't make it a practice. You won't make it a life. Now what I'm doing is I'm doing what I told you. One got rebuked, an open rebuke.
Better than secret love.
Better than secret love.
Amen.
Better than secret love. So our love's not secret. No, it's not. In fact, y'all know I love her so much y'all get jealous. But I love you too, but not like that.
No.
I wouldn't let most of you do what I let her do. I tried to tell her that the other day. I said, you know, I never let a woman do the way you treat me. I never did. Not Teresa. What? It's the time, ain't it? Stop debating with me. She gets so offended sometimes. And I don't, there's no reason to. God, you get offended at God when he loves you?
Oh, Lord.
Sure you do. Sure you do. You want God to love you in secret. And he does.
Amen.
Because secret love. But open rebuke or being told openly,
amen,
that's better than secret love.
Yeah, Lord.
When are we going to believe the book? Oh, it's written. It's written. It's written. It's written. When do you think the story of Lazarus and Martha was written?
Amen.
Why do you believe all those things that say it is written?
Amen.
Why don't you talk back with Bob Larson, huh?
Mm.
Nobody knows about talk back with Bob Larson. He would try to make the devils talk back. That's what he would do. So he'd let you talk, then he'd lead you into. And all of a sudden the devil would show himself. We used to say years ago about talk, cheap. Talk is cheap.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
And I got to talk.
Hallelujah.
But my talk isn't cheap.
No.
It took a dying, a resurrection, a sending of the Holy Ghost, to help me learn how to talk.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't cheap. Help me, Father. My God, help me. Help me. I told you before, I know I have. My preaching or my talking is not with God. Don't talk with enticing words.
No.
That's why they hated him. His talk wasn't cheap. That was the word from the beginning.
Amen.
It wasn't cheap.
Hallelujah.
And there's some, you people do not understand this kind of talk. That's what prophets are. They talk for God.
Amen.
They pay a price.
Yes,
they're hated.
Yes.
Now, do you have to hate them? Because I'm going to tell you the truth.
Sure.
God bless
you.
Two servants got revealed to me at almost the same time. This was one of them, and the other was a...
What a passing by.
You want to pass you by?
Oh, my Lord.
Pass me not. Wait a minute now. Hear my
humble.
Glory. I wonder what a humble cry is.
Well, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior.
A humble cry is a cry when you humble yourself to cry.
Amen, brother.
Lord, save me!
Lord, save me!
Peter humbled himself. Jesus humbled himself. Father, into thy hands. He humbled himself.
Amen.
Became obedient. Hung on the cross. And he knew he needed to help with the Father.
Amen.
Because hanging on the cross was not the finished work. The finished work was the resurrection. What he said is finished on the cross was, he said, I finished what the cross is all about.
Amen.
But the work's not finished.
Glory,
he had to be buried. Boy, here I'm preaching. You see, I can't picture how this stuff burns inside of me. And I look at your faces and... How blessed you are, like travail. That little thing you got going in your body right now is travail.
Hallelujah.
Like travail.
Yes.
Thank God that blood flowing. Well, if it wasn't flowing right now, we'd really be in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
That would prove you ain't a virgin. He wants to present us as virgins.
Amen.
So his blood flows. Yes.
Glory.
The blood flows.
Take
your tampons out. Let it flow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, right there you talk about the dirty things. That's not dirty. That's a cleansing thing. There's nothing dirty about that blood flowing. It cleanses you out. Boy, you folk won't budge. Come on, sisters.
Amen.
You don't get that blood flowing, you end up stinking.
Yes.
Yeah, you do. Yes. I know when I was a kid in school, I could smell when a girl was on it. Of course, today they go in and make a pretty thing. Make it smell pretty. Are you folk ever going to get converted?
Thank you, Lord.
To make this message that I preach from this place to the rest of the world? You stiff neck.
Hallelujah.
You uncircumcised in heart. You do always. The Holy Spirit is here tonight.
Hallelujah.
And when he has come, he will convince you. He'll persuade you. He'll help you. He'll strengthen you. My God. is this not the Holy Ghost?
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you.
I will. I do.
Yes.
I try to tell you, it's like I try to tell Stuart. You get stubborn, all of a sudden it's like a witchcraft. Mm-hmm. You jump right off him into another guy, into you. I done told him for several times, not his back. Heart trouble.
Amen.
Your back is not your trouble.
No.
Heart trouble.
Sure.
Your heart's not right.
Oh, bless you.
Thank God Jesus didn't come this year.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let's hope they don't pass us by.
Amen.
So we need to be convicted.
Yes.
We need to become strong in faith.
Yes.
To prepare us for that which is to come.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And they sit there with their face all wrinkled up, looking at me like on the fault. Not too many folk will do that, will they? I don't find no fault in them.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
You haven't, some of you folk haven't found no fault in me, God, have you? You don't want to fault me? I'm going to go through this again for my sake. For Christ's sake.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you people, for some reason, you will agree, but you do it with a tongue in cheek. These two women, Jesus went to their house. He, if you ever studied the life of Christ, he hardly ever went to a house. There's a few houses he went to, Peter's he went to one time. I think another one was a little girl. But he did not make a bad practice. Because if he'd have went to one house, he'd have to go to all of them. Hey, Lord, come to my house. So he said, no, you come to me. So he'd get them out of their house, and they'd go with him. He said, now follow me out into the wilderness. Why? You mean to tell me you folk don't see that? What thinkest thou? I don't know where he get people out in the wilderness 4 days. His disciples said, Lord, send these folk away.
Amen.
They must be hungry.
Amen.
It won't budge.
Amen.
You're sitting there. Yeah. Yeah. One day later on, Jesus said to his apostles, you forgot about that miracle where I fed the 5,000? Hey, how about the 4,000? You forgot that? Have you forgot the day God found you? Have you forgot the day he picked you up?
Hallelujah.
Have you forgot the time he gave us a water of life?
All right.
Have you forgot that?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless it. Oh, bless it.
Ooh, this is a terrible way to close this out, Lord. From a mighty long way.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember how far away you were?
That's right. Thank you,
Father. When you start going that same way, remember from whence you were fallen.
Yes. Glory to Jesus.
When you fall away, remember from whence you fell.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Are you going to go back to grace and do the same damn junk you've been doing? Where the hell are you going to go? Well, if you don't mind yourself, you might go to hell. See, we've lost the fear of God, which is the fear that we just put in hell.
Yes.
Fear him
yes.
who can
yes.
and will
yes.
destroy both soul and body in hell. Fear God. Keep his commandments.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I'm not talking about Moses.
No.
That was Moses' commandment. I want you to fear God's commandment.
Yes.
Yes.
This is my commandment.
Yes.
The word that came, this is my, I won't give you a new one.
Yes.
That old one, the old commandment brought you death. I'm going to bring you one that's going to bring you life. We could just grasp this. Oh, you're sitting there like you know the scripture, but I quoted you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, that was taught me. Well, how was it taught? Jesus said, this is a new commandment.
Yes.
Amen.
To replace the old.
Amen.
This is a new covenant.
Hallelujah.
To replace the old one.
Yes. Yes.
He's not trying to get you into the promised land. He's trying to get you into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
He wants you to be ready to get into it when it comes.
Yes.
Boy, how he loves you and me.
Amen.
Fear not, little flock.
Glory.
It's your Father's good pleasure. It's your Father's good pleasure. It's your Father's
good.
It's your Father's good. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he's done for me, my cross, my soul, my soul. Remember me, Lord?
Glory.
Will you remember me, he said. Remember, Lord, thy God.
Yes.
Amen. Sister Burgess.
Lord, save me, Lord.
Okay.
Save me lest I perish, O God.
Okay.
Save me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Save me lest I perish, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
Save me, Lord.
He sent a promise to you.
Hallelujah.
Because he wants to save you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, people.
Hallelujah.
He sent Elijah because he wanted to save that little widow woman.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The trouble with most of us is we don't want to be saved. We'll be saved on our own terms. And that cannot be. See, I got two stories going now. And I'm not sure if you all got the message yet. He wept over Jerusalem. That fool back there, when he walked in, did you see me stop?
Yes.
I was watching him. And all I could see was Willie. Hey? See, when this happened to me, I start trying to figure out, what do I do with Willie? Did God bring him? Or did his motorcycle bring him?
Right.
Or did his desperation for a place to live?
Right.
And then, does he want to live in Christ?
Mm.
He's not going to come on his ground until he sells that or gives it away. He didn't bring it tonight because I told him not to do it, but he still got it stored somewhere. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. What do you got stored up in your heart? What are you hanging on to? Adam, what do you got hanging on you, boy? Well, I'm covering. A covering for what? I'm your covering.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. I cover you.
Thank you.
Glory.
And I ain't going to let nobody rip the cover off.
Glory.
If they do, I'll put a heavier one on.
Thank you, Lord.
I cover you. I watch for your soul. Well, I didn't know he'd do it like that.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, I got to get through to you. Because if you go back home and push more shenanigans, it's time, as old as you are, you just sit there and be content and do what you're supposed to do and don't cause this man or anybody else in that ground any heartache. Is that pretty good advice?
Amen, brother.
You already lost a daughter. Hoping that God still save her.
Amen.
You can save her. You want to lose a son? I know about losing children.
Sure.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
When I talk about children with Brother Spencer, he says, you got it right. Because his children tear his heart out.
Amen.
Yeah, they do.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. I mean, boy, they don't mind letting him low. He tells me stories. They almost dread to call him. Would you like the Lord to call you?
Amen.
Huh? Call me, Lord.
Amen.
When he called for me. My sister, she won't. Lord, all I want to do is make a refreshment.
Sure.
I love you, Jesus. I'm glad you came to my house.
Oh, God.
Mary, help me. Come on, you good for nothing sister, you lazy king. Lord, look at that sister. You don't come to our house every day. And she's sitting on the floor.
Hallelujah.
Just sitting there listening to you and probably tears coming out of her eyes.
Amen.
Of joy and happiness.
Amen. Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Boy, it's amazing how some of you folk get some dramatic TV show or some dramatic movie.
Right.
You get all excited. And I preach for some dramatics.
Amen.
I dramatize.
Yes.
I'm a drama.
Glory.
He said the drama. We'll show you a mystery. They all not show you a mystery.
Yes.
We shall not all sleep.
No.
No, not at it. We shall not all sleep, but that infers that some will sleep.
Right.
We shall not all sleep. But we, who are the ones that don't sleep,
amen,
we're going to.
Glory.
In the resurrection morning,
when the dead in Christ arise,
praise God.
God, praise.
You look pretty. So do you. You ugly thing.
Hallelujah.
He will beautify the meek.
With salvation.
He'll put a robe of righteousness on you.
Glory.
He'll crown you with glory and honor.
Hallelujah.
He'll be a girdle to hold your gut in.
Hallelujah. Glory.
You'll be in the right shape.
Thank you, Lord.
Does anybody understand this at all?
Glory.
Anybody in this house understand spiritual language?
Amen.
You think when God spoke those things to me that it wasn't for me? The husband then?
Hallelujah.
What do you think when he spoke and the word had passed him by? I stopped dead in my tracks. They won't believe me. I was going almost 90 miles an hour on the Boston Turnpike. Had to get to Boston for a 10 o'clock service. I had my foot on that treadle. And I had the Bible laying over here because what am I going to preach? Because you see, I preached every day, sometimes twice a day. Sometimes it looked like I ran out of preach. I guess some of these folks wish I would, huh? Man of God, preach to me.
Hallelujah.
Preach to me, Lord.
Glory, glory.
That's God speaking to you.
Amen.
By preaching.
Amen.
God has chosen by speaking to you.
Amen.
The ones he chooses to save.
Hallelujah.
He ain't going to waste no words. He ain't going to cast
Hallelujah.
No pearl of swine.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
He's not going to give you holy words to the dogs.
No.
Amen.
No. He Old Stephen wasn't expecting that. Them folks turn out like dogs.
Amen, brother.
Say, you are. You're the children of God.
Hallelujah.
Fathers, brothers.
Glory.
Chosen, ordained.
Hallelujah.
Blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Then he found out the long word dogs. Nest on them. He said, I'm getting out of here. And he laid down. How come you people do not know these vital words in the book? He laid down. After he said, Lord Jesus. After he said, I see heaven open. After. Now he said, I can go sleep now.
Glory.
There's a waking up day coming. I wish somebody had said, God, what do I got to do?
Glory.
I was trying to find something to preach at my 10 o'clock service in the Bradford Hotel, where I've gone for years and years, sometimes every week when I was in the area. You know, God has determined and predetermined that by the foolishness of preaching.
Amen.
So he had to find somebody foolish enough to preach.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Preach, Lord, preach.
Amen.
Because that foolish preaching is going to be preaching to foolish Galatians.
Amen.
Foolish people.
Yes, Lord.
So that foolish preacher, a lot of people say, well, I do that foolish. I never had a front man working on me. I'd walk into services. I remember one time I was up in Camden, New Jersey. I rented the Holiday Inn. I'm by myself.
Amen.
So I was setting up my table, because I was sitting at the table with a tape recorder on it.
Hallelujah.
I had nobody do it for me.
Yes, sir. Amen.
While I was doing that, a bunch of men come in, sat in the back. I heard him say, is he here? Where's he at? Because there's nobody in the room but me.
Right.
And I didn't look like they was expecting.
Right.
I just kept on working. I could hear him back just talking. I wonder if he's going to show up. I hear him all the time on the radio. So I got ready to go out, get myself ready to come back in and preach when he freshened up a little bit. So I walked by him. I said, hello. He said, who are you? I said, better still, who are you?
Hallelujah.
See, it always has amazed me how people would say that God led them, but they wouldn't recognize me. So what spirit are they of? And I got you flabbergasted, don't I? We forbade that man from using your name. Jesus said, you did what? You guys don't know what spirit you're of.
Amen.
There ain't no man who can speak in my name. What are you guys doing? For 40 years I stood in this tabernacle on the radio, declared to you the word of the Lord.
Amen.
No man can do that except God be with him.
Amen.
No man.
Amen.
No man.
Amen.
Come on, no man. You're walking, you're looking at a miracle worker. Or one God works a miracle with. Wow, come on, boy.
Hallelujah.
That won't hurt.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, brother, stare the way you do it. What's wrong with you, boy? I want the Holy Ghost. Come on, you tell it. I was preaching in the YMCA in the Mount Vernon, New York. Nobody came. Will you please say that?
Nobody came.
Teresa was playing on a little piano we had. But there was nobody. 8 o'clock come, nobody. 8:30, nobody. I wonder if I got anybody here.
Amen.
Are you a bunch of nobodies or are you a somebody?
Amen.
If you're somebody, then somebody will touch me.
Hallelujah.
I stepped out on the balcony. What am I going to do? Boy, you folk, I speak truth to you, and you have such a difficult time discerning if I'm telling you the truth. I was leaning on the balcony, and I heard the Lord say to me, walk that way. Well, now, if I could explain to you, the YMCA was on the borderline of the ghetto and a little higher class people. You don't know you can tell nothing neighborhood by neighborhood.
Sure.
Yes. Yes.
Amen, brother.
If you ever walked in ghettos, nobody knows a thing about a ghetto. It was a place where everybody getting everything except God. They don't need a ghetto here, huh? The Lord said to me, go that way. I said, I'll go this way, Lord. Because this way was a little more higher class people. And there was not, the danger of being there was. I'm not reaching them again, Lord. I just don't have the vocabulary that these people recognize. Maybe if I could cry more. Cries usually move people. How many times have we cried to try to get folks to see our side?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't cry, huh? Well, maybe I'll punch you in the nose. How about you? She's looking at you saying, you talk to my boy like that? Lord said, walk that way. About 9 o'clock now. Nobody inside. I didn't hardly want to go back in because Teresa was still playing on that piano. How am I going to go back and explain to her what's going on? We weren't married but just about a month. She married a great preacher of New York. And Mount Vernon. Didn't look too good that night. I can't reach him. I can't reach him.
Hallelujah.
I can't reach him. These people have gone so far away from the Spirit of God. So hardened. Okay. Maybe I've talked too much to them. Maybe that's it. The Lord said, go that way. I said, all right. You know, sometimes I talk pretty tough to God. right back here one time. Watch me. When I was going through a very severe trial. Watch me. Watch me. I got right about here. I jumped up from the seat back there. And I was mad as hell. I said, go to hell, God! Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
He had me back to know he had already been there. I got the keys. And they ain't going to put you in hell. Boy, some of you folk. God, are you high-minded? Heady? I actually done that. Twice. You sure you want to hang around me? I talk to God like that. You can stand there and watch me do that, and it doesn't make you tremble a little bit. Well, I believe I was doing right then, too. And I didn't believe God was doing me right. I told him, go to hell. He said, no, I've already gone to heaven. What happened to Mama?
Out of the weather.
Out of the weather. I started walking down. I know you folk. Well, I remember. Yeah, well, I'll tell it to you again. I got down to the main street. I turned to the left, and there was the ghetto.
Amen.
There was a street filled with derelicts and drunks and castaways. I started walking down the ghetto.
Amen.
Kind of shaky.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
If you ever been in the ghetto,
yeah.
You ever go through the ghetto, Brother Patterson?
Yes.
You found a man like me, didn't you? What you done that day when you walked through there and you'd see me? And God would say, nothing like him.
Glory.
I was walking along, and all at once, big fella like Brother Brown. Come on, Brother Brown. Can't bring your Bible. All of a sudden, great big old fella like him, he went walking by big giant steps, and he went right by me. Boom, boom, boom. Good. Hey, you! In the ghetto! What helped me was he had a Bible in his hand. I saw the Bible.
Amen.
He turned around and said, yes, sir. How are you, brother?
Yes,
sir. I said, where are you going? I'm going to church.
Yes,
and he was moving along.
Amen. Amen.
I said, God bless you, son. So good to see a young man.
Yes,
and I sent him on his way. He said, what are you doing here before he left? I said, I got a meeting going on around up here at the YMCA. That's all I do. I wish you folks would do something about it with the way you listen.
Amen.
I really would. I just wish you'd do something about the... See, you got to take those ears that God gave you and hear.
Hallelujah.
I went back to the service. When I got back there, I told you. There was about 8 or 9 people there. The one that was there was a New York policeman. His name was... he should stay in his home. His wife was with him, and their 2 sisters. They all worked at the welfare office in New York. And somehow or other, they took me under their wings. I stayed in her home. And every time I went to New York, it wouldn't make no difference what borough I was in. That old policeman would show up with his wife and his 2 sisters.
Right.
So that's one thing I kept hoping for. I knew if they came to the meeting, because they would always give me a good offering.
Amen.
Come on, the policemen were getting good pay. The welfare work, they got good pay. And they were givers. So when they came in that night, I preached a little bit. I wasn't feeling my preaching. It was already 9:30. So I preached just a little bit. Then finally I says, I'm done now. Put my Bible down, says, give me an offering. And they did.
Amen.
$100 bill, $20, pretty good offering. I picked it up. I said, well, I'm done. About 10:30. Am I dramatic? Am I a joker?
No, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
I said, I'm done. No. while I was praying the closing prayer,
hallelujah, glory to God,
all at once I heard, ah! I looked up, and there was that boy, the one that walked right by me.
Hallelujah.
I said, what is it, son? He said, I want the Holy Ghost. He said, I was on my way to church tonight because I was going to get the Holy Ghost. When I got to the church, it was locked up. They were gone. I said, oh, my God, I want the Holy Ghost. I'm doing the best I can.
Amen.
And then I thought, hey, I met that guy walking down the road.
Amen.
And he told me he's having a service. He said, I come running over here. He said, when I walk in, you're closing out the service. And he's crying, bawling. I said, what is it, boys? I want the Holy Ghost. I said, so be it. You got it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he turned that groaning into shouting.
Glory.
He talked in tongues just as loud as he groaned.
Amen.
You know why? Because he got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I keep trying to tell you, folk, God told you to receive. You're waiting for God to give it to you. He's not going to give it to you. The Holy Ghost has already been given. Just like Jesus has already given his life.
Amen.
You better learn how to receive.
Yes.
So the one who gave can be blessed. More blessed to give than to receive. So if you receive it, the one who gave it, he'll be blessed. I will bless the Lord
at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His grace shall continually be in my mouth.
Hallelujah.
And he would have passed him by. That's all I've been hearing. Phone calls. I want to be there. I just can't do it. Then I said to him, what is wrong? Why don't you folk hear me? Get up. Get out. Get away from the things that's hindering you. And then God will show you how to get here. He'll make the way. But don't come on condition, because you might get in and don't want you to go back. That's like, see, like old Link raised hell with me.
Amen.
And then he finally spilled the beans.
Yes.
Yeah, he said, the reason I didn't stay there, because I believe God wants me to turn a lot of people to your ministry.
Right.
Oh, well, what could you, where better could you do it than from here?
Amen.
He said that, and he probably going to say, he didn't say that, I got a recording.
Yeah.
Well, God's got something he wants me to do. Sure does. He wants you to hear the prophet.
Hallelujah.
He wants you to obey the prophet.
Glory.
That's right, amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Father.
Uh-oh. Doing it again.
Thank you, Lord.
We're not here to advance your ministry.
Amen.
And you're not here to advance this one. It's already established.
Hallelujah.
And this is established ministry that will give you directions in the right direction. Uh-oh. 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 And he would have passed him by.
Glory.
Hey, Simon. Yeah? What is that? Who is it? John? You've been close to him. Who is that? Don't recognize him. Some kind of spirit, though.
Amen.
Why are you doing it again?
Amen.
What am I saying that you seem so confused with?
Glory to God.
These things were written for our learning.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Upon whom? that would have passed by was the result of them being up in the mountain where he came down, came again, said, you get in a boat, pass over to the other side, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Hallelujah.
That's what he said.
Hallelujah.
I will meet you in the morning on the other side.
Hallelujah.
Pass over. Come on, let's pass over.
Hallelujah.
Pass over.
Hallelujah.
Lord, don't pass me by. I'll pass over. Whew, you folk, you're not even hungry. You've been eating so much junk.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Yes.
They supposed. Isn't that something? You people don't know that phrase.
Oh, bless you, Lord God.
What are you supposing? He's here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you suppose? You're here.
Amen.
He's here.
Amen.
And believe it or not, he's here because you're here.
Amen.
And believe it that you're here because he's here. Help your arthritis. Oh boy.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you think of where that comes from? They suppose it was a spirit? Thank God you got the book open, brothers.
When they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit.
We're talking about the he.
Hallelujah.
When they saw him.
Yes.
He.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You see, when you, if you'd have seen him, who else could walk in the water like that?
Glory.
Who else can save you but Jesus?
Glory.
And you suppose it's just a spirit?
Glory.
Glory
God.
Right?
Him walking upon the sea, him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately
wow.
He talked with them.
See God moving, you get troubled?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Read.
Saith unto them, be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer.
Yes.
It is I.
It is I.
Hallelujah.
Well, who's I?
Jesus.
Huh?
Jesus.
Who is I?
Jesus.
He said, I am the great I am.
Hallelujah.
I am who I am.
Hallelujah.
I am Jesus, whom you persecute.
Yes.
I am.
Hallelujah.
Resurrection.
Somebody in this house, will you... Will you be converted?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Read.
It is I. Be not afraid.
Don't be afraid. It is I.
Amen.
Read.
And he went up unto them into the ship.
Now, this is there's bypassing Peter right here. Must be reading it so wrong.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm not wrong. There's a place where Peter gets involved in this.
Yes, yes, there is. Yes.
The chapter dealt with Peter that he went up to the ship. So somewhere between that and another chapter, you're not going to buy it, Lord.
Glory.
If you can find in that chapter where Peter calls out to him, okay. But if you can't, then
send one to the other. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come up.
Now go back before that to see if we can put it in the same setting. God have mercy.
But straight away, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him.
Now you see the difference between this one and the one.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
You don't see the difference.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
The other one said he went up to the.
Right.
But you didn't talk about a little thing went on between him and Peter.
Right. Peter, yes, sir.
For you folk.
Amen. Yeah, true. Amen.
Speak plainly, right there. God, brother. The one that picked up with Peter.
All right. Let's see. But straightway Jesus spake unto him, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him.
And Peter answered. After him saying, it is I.
Lord.
He answered him.
Amen.
If it be thou.
If you are really the I.
My Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
There's only one like you.
Amen.
If you're really the I.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
If you're really the I, because the only one that I know that can walk on water is the I.
Hallelujah.
So I'm a little troubled because I don't recognize the spirit you're operating.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Boy, I preach like this.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Help me out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Preach, brother.
Preach.
Then listen to him.
Jesus, come.
He's telling the truth.
Amen.
True. Hello.
Praise the Lord, saints!
Praise the Lord!
My God, man! Look at the result of that one.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All these folk believe they're saints.
Amen.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, saints!
Hallelujah.
Cheer up, you saints!
Hallelujah.
It is I! I love this story. I could preach it almost every day. I love them Bible stories.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell me the old.
Story.
Tell me the
old, old story.
These things were written.
Amen.
For our learning.
Hallelujah.
He's going to come soon.
Amen.
Riding on the cloud.
Hallelujah.
Are you going to recognize him?
All right.
Is he going to recognize you?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
On to the end of the book, friend.
Amen.
Peter says, Lord, if that is you, I think it is you, but I'm not sure. So if it's you, Lord, read.
And Peter asked him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water.
On the water. What you doing, Peter?
Hallelujah.
You expect to walk in that water, whether it's him.
Hallelujah.
And he says, come.
Hallelujah.
Read.
And he said, come.
Come.
Amen.
I'm going to do it again.
Hallelujah.
He did not say, it's me, Peter. It's Jesus. I am Jesus.
Right.
He just said, come.
Come.
Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come.
Hallelujah.
In other words, identify yourself by bidding me to come.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not quite sure who you are,
right.
But if I hear that word come, hear the blessed Savior calling thee a friend. Come all to be embraced.
Round the world and take me on your will. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Oh, Jesus, come to me.
Hallelujah.
To Peter. Now what am I going to do? Boy, them waves. What did your brother say? Better be careful, Peter. Look at them waves.
Hallelujah.
We got a rock in the boat. We got to pour water out of this boat. And he's out there on his way walking, and he told you to come to him. Well, that's what I told him. As long as you bid it comes right by having me walk on the water. Yeah. Read it again.
That's it. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship.
No, you gotta go back and report now.
And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water.
On the water. See, you're fussing up here again. I'm not just going to come here. I want to walk in that water. Why won't you folk come on? Why won't you humble yourself down? Melt a little bit. See, Peter said, let me come. Didn't say, let me come to you. I want to come to you on the water. I want to come to you by faith, Lord. I want to trust you a little bit.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So I want to come to you on the water.
Yes, Lord.
On the water.
Glory.
Jesus said, come on.
Amen.
Now what am I going to do?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. You see this pandemic? It hasn't hardly touched you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Because we're in the boat.
Hallelujah.
And the waves are waving.
Glory.
But I get up here, get on the radio like this, and I get out of the boat.
Amen.
They're shutting down gatherings like this.
Hallelujah.
That could be another reason why God may put that boy out. Because he's hanging around these two down there. He's not very clean. Sleeping in his car. Because if he goes down there and he comes to a truck stop, he'd get a free shower. He might pick up, if I had his talents and I was working down at that truck stop, I said, let me change the tire.
Amen.
You follow me?
Sure.
And maybe he has. I can't believe you people don't understand simple, straight logic. The Word of God is logical.
Hallelujah.
It's feasible. Easy to be understood.
Yes.
He's at home in a truck stop.
Amen.
He probably changed some of those big tires.
Amen.
He also could have picked up the virus. He wouldn't even know, would he? Because they're not testing people. If they ever decide to test everybody, that means you and me. You think you're going to let us stay in this community and they're testing everybody around? You think God's going to let you get in the kingdom without testing you?
Hallelujah.
He's testing saints all over the world.
Hallelujah.
He's testing them.
Amen.
To see if they have any iniquity.
Amen.
You going to pass the test?
Hallelujah.
I'm just trying to show you. I saw them testing a guy the other day. He's in a car, and they're outside, and they make him stick his nose way up. And he goes, no, with a long stick, and go.
Amen. Amen.
The health workers are scared to death. A lot of them are dying.
Amen.
Over here in a funeral the other day. The funeral director came in with the people. Picked it up from somebody who came this out. 25 or 30 people got the flu. All of that! All Satan rages.
We will not be defeated.
Let the heathen rage. Master, the tempest is raging. The billows are tossing high. We've been a little bit fortunate that their shutdown hasn't been. If they shut it to here in the system of Kentucky, her husband lost her job. What's bad about that? They're going to give him an economic stimulus. He'll make more money from unemployment. He's on unemployment $600 a week. They'll give him a $600 bonus. He'll end up $600 make more money. But that's only for a while. Just a little while. 45 days is going to be just a little while. But who shall stand? Who shall stand? Well, I happen to know a Savior.
Hallelujah.
Who's able to make you stand.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Do you know him?
Do you know
him? Are you looking to say, who is that?
Do you know Jesus Christ? Oh, Lord God.
You know me. I'm a mean old cuss. You know me. We don't say nothing nice about me. Why should I? Ain't nothing nice about you. But if I find Jesus, let the beauty of Jesus
be seen in me.
We're getting to it now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Come on.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
I didn't know you were going to do that.
Amen.
I got to put up a shut up, don't I?
Amen.
All these guys watching me. What you going to do, Peter? I'm going to get out of this boat. So we get some true fellowship.
Hallelujah.
And the only way to go to some true fellowship is get him in the boat. Oh.
Hallelujah.
I must have lost all my runners. What'd you do? Hit your foot? What happened? Hurt her foot. I suppose really the Lord told you to run. I hurt my back. I hurt my foot. You just don't get it, do you? You're going through tribulation, but I hurt my back. Boy, if they ever drag us out in the woods, or if they ever have to flee out there, see, we need to prepare our mind for this. If you ever have to fight a spiritual battle, we got to be ready for it. And that's my job, to help you be ready. Do I ask you to do anything I don't do? Huh? The Lord sometimes asks me to do something. I don't want to do that. Walk that way. I'll break your leg, boy. You have to hobble. You still have to walk.
Amen.
I know in our society we don't believe in anything like that, but we put our boys in the military, put our nurses in the hospital. They got to go in there with under the fear of getting hurt, and then them have. They're trembling in their boots. Not only that, they slip by and watch people die. One lady said, I was part burying 6 people today. She said, sometimes it was one every 6 months. Right. 6 people, 1 hour. Yeah. Why the hell are you folks shaking yourself?
Amen, brother.
Just like goofy. Now we come to the point. You guys want to join me? Huh? Well, he said, come.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hear the blessed Savior.
Boy,
we're not oppressed in this ship. Wind blowing every way. Don't look like we're going to get out of it at all. Look like the ship's going to sink and we're going to sink with it. Come on. If you get walking in that water, you ain't going to sink. But Peter did sink, didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
You got to have bones start walking.
Amen.
Out of my bondage, fear and heart, Jesus, I'm coming. I'm coming, Jesus.
Amen.
I wish somebody in this place. What do I got to do to get some?
Hallelujah.
I do that. Now we come to the high point. Read.
And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
But when he saw the wind
boisterous. But when he saw the winds.
Right.
Ray! He was afraid.
Remember sister from Kentucky the other day?
Yes, yes.
You don't remember?
Yes, amen, amen.
Just who she quoted, I thought of the scripture.
Hello.
To deliver them who all their lifetime were subject to bondage through the fear of death. Whenever I'm confronted with that, I'm not afraid to die, Satan.
Amen.
I don't have the fear of death.
Thank you, Father.
Huh?
Glory.
No way.
Amen, brother.
No way. For me to live is Christ.
Christ's name.
Bless me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, I will. I'll make sure you die, because I'll have them kill you. And he laid down. And he fell asleep.
Hallelujah.
They thought they were stoning him to death, but they didn't stone him to death. They didn't do it. They stoned him. But the minister said,
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Bid me to come to you.
Yeah.
I wish somebody had saved around here. God, I wish God. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We're living in a very, we're living in the last time. Many false prophets. I heard from my good friend Jonas again tonight. Jonas the prophet. He's the prophet of the West, and I'm the prophet of the East, according to him. He got it all wrong. I'm the prophet of the Lord.
Glory.
Well, who do you think you are? I just told you. He that thinks he's something when he's nothing, but he can also think you are something when you are something.
Hallelujah.
Are you in Christ? You think you're in Christ? Well, you are.
Amen.
You're in Christ.
Glory.
Christ in you.
Yes.
Woo, we are somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody!
Hallelujah.
when Noah got in the ark and the water came up. Rain came down and the flood came up. All of a sudden that old boat started getting some flashing. Hey, Dad, what are you going to do? Don't worry, boy. We sealed this boat.
Hallelujah.
Water ain't going to get in and you ain't going to get out. Sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. Glory! He promised! He promised to keep us! He promised to uphold us! He promised to come and get us! I wish somebody could save them! My God, what do I got to do? Why do I got to do all this shouting? I'm a cheerleader!
Yes, Lord!
Hallelujah! Give me a J! Give me an E!
E!
Give me an S!
S!
Give me a U!
U!
That's you! Jesus!
Jesus! Amen.
Hallelujah. No, he's not deaf.
No.
He just wants to shout loud enough so you can hear it. Jesus!
Jesus!
All right, Sister Burgess, where do we get to now? As Peter got on the water,
yes.
Start to walk out,
yes.
Pick it up from there.
But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me.
There it is.
Hallelujah.
There it is. Read that last verse again.
And he cried, saying,
he what?
And he cried.
He what?
He cried.
He what?
He cried.
Say, Lord, save me.
Lord.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The winds are blowing. The waves are, I gotta cry aloud so I get above the winds,
yes.
Above the waves.
Yes.
Lord!
Lord!
What are you doing hurting your foot? It's like Brother Carmen, Pastor Beck, hurting his head. Brother Pastor, don't you do that anymore. What is it, riding the tractor? Doing what? Oh, just to see if you can ride it, huh? We got enough guys to ride tractors around here. You can do something most of these other guys can't do. You cook in the kitchen. I wouldn't trust a lot of these guys in the kitchen. Uh-huh. I completely trust him.
Amen.
Especially when he got his wife with him. Because she's going to make sure he does it right.
Amen.
Ain't that right? Boy, you folk, you've seen the hand of God. Brother Patterson grew cold. But then he repented.
Hallelujah.
And boy, oh boy. In fact, I believe he comes over here more than he did before that happened.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Seems like you're here almost every day. And little sister gets over there, gets a wrinkle on her face and yes, my dear sister. I'd rather have you show me you love Jesus than more than you love me.
Hallelujah.
I remember the day you looked at me and said, I love you. I thought, boy, that's... I remember. I never thought you would ever love... Because I've been kind of tough on her. Yeah, I have. I told you when he first came here, she called... Damn it. Shall we stand? It's like we're talking to the wind. And he would have passed him by.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. On Pentecost. Not even 4 months away. Say not. 4 months to the harvest. So don't plan on 4 months. You need the power before that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I can't believe you folks do that to me. No matter what I say, and then you're going to say, I can't hear you. You know what happens at Pentecost? You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost shall upon you.
Amen.
And you shall be witnesses of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
In Judea.
Yes.
In Samaria.
Well.
And unto the uttermost. And they sold everything.
Amen.
Left everything. Amen. And the ones who wouldn't do it, God got rid of them just like that. I think I learned a little bit from that book. It's written. It's written. You're not going to honor God with your lips and in your works deny Him. I'm going to have to put up on this. They're going to kill you. I will send you to the Pope of Rome. There's a little ditty about him this week, you know. Yeah, he doesn't really call it Vicar of Christ no more. He wants to become Master of Religion. Because he's becoming the head of all religions. Taking hold of seven women, all religions. He wants to be Master. He actually made an edict on it. He had to change the Catholic. A lot of Catholics are mad because he told him he represented Christ. And now he's telling me he represents God. Master? God? When are you folk going to wake up? Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to make some moves. And right now, with all the restrictions, this is the time we told you about that many will seek to enter and they won't be able to even enter into the will of God.